Roland Martin. Brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, an enduring icon forged at the crossroads where classic meets contemporary. Find new roads to 2014 Chevrolet Impala from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, what's going on?
What up, folks? It's Ascot Friday on News 1-9.
Oh, dear.
Tweet us your photo, Jay. I know you got one because you sent me one on New Year's last year.
All right, Ascot. I'll do it.
You and the Ascot. Absolutely, absolutely. So this week, the Department of Justice announced they had reached a settlement with American Airlines and U.S. Airways when it comes to this major merger. And so now all of a sudden, the skies are getting smaller and smaller, Tom. So what does it mean for us, though? I mean, for the consumer, because that's always a big concern. So I had to call my homeboy, Ali Velshi. He hosts a daily money show, Real Money with Ali Velshi, on Al Jazeera America. Ali, what up?
Good morning to all of you.
Ali, so explain this to us. You know, we ever hear these mergers, the companies always talk about cost savings. But for the consumer, though, are we going to get screwed, or is it going to be good for the consumer to have another airline merger?
Few things to remember. Number one, the best day for the airline industry ever was when the Wright brothers got that plane off of the ground. It's been pretty much downhill since then. It is a bad industry. It is unprofitable, and we had too many airlines in this country. In fact, 30 years ago, I think we had 25 or 30 airlines going.
Really?
Now, let me just explain something. Since 2004, there have been four major mergers. Some of these airlines disappeared, but there have been four major mergers. And airfares have gone up 2% a year. That is less than labor has gone up. It's less than oil has gone up. So the bottom line is we're under this myth that mergers cause price increases. Mergers only cause price increases on routes where the two merging airlines were both operating and then one disappears. There are about 12 routes that American and U.S. Air fly together that you're going to see increases on. Everything else you may or may not. But the deal is interesting, guys, because the deal made them give up takeoff and landing slots, which are the hardest things to get, at LaGuardia and Washington Reagan. Now, at other airports, you can just add takeoff and landing spots. They're not all that busy. But at those two airports, they've had to give up a lot of spots because at Reagan, for instance, they would have been the merged airline would have controlled 69% of all the takeoffs and landings. So there was this great deal that was made. They're giving up gates at other airports, slots at some. And in the end, the Justice Department said this is a better deal than they would have gotten if they had blocked the merger. In other words, they now have a better deal for consumers than if they had actually blocked the merger.
What about workers, labor unions?
Yeah, flight attendants and pilots.
Well,
and
that is never good in a merger. That's the one thing that doesn't work. One of the reasons why airlines are not profitable, their number one expense, depending on the price of oil, is either oil, meaning fuel, or labor. And that's always what gets hit. When you join an airline, you don't need twice the number of reservations people. You don't need twice the number of check-in agents. You don't need twice the number of mechanics. And you generally need a similar amount of pilots and a similar amount of flight attendants.
But labor unions can't protect them, huh? When they merge.
Yeah, sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. Usually it's negotiations. As you know, some airline workers are unionized, some chose not to be. The jury's out on what's better, but generally there will be labor losses. But remember one thing, American Airlines is at this moment a bankrupt airline. Most of the airlines were bankrupt prior to their merging, and U.S. Air is a terrible airline. So between the two of them,
you ain't lying.
But it's like two drunks holding each other up in the middle of the street, and we're hoping that they can actually hold each other up. They will be the world's worst, the world's biggest airline, but they're not necessarily going to be the world's best airline. So if these two hadn't merged, they may not have been able to survive.
All
wow.
Wow, he's right.
Well, okay. Ali, you break it down for us.
Two drunks holding each other up.
I'm going to be awake in about an hour, then I'll tell you what this really means.
The best days for the airline industry is when the Wright brothers took off, and it's been downhill ever since.